Employers hide covered workplace deaths. Greedy bosses put their profits ahead of our health. Millions of workers have been forced into unsafe workplaces during the pandemic, without PPE or effective social distancing. In the year from April 2020, 15,236 people of working age died from COVID-19, according to the Office for National Statistics. Meanwhile, only 387 deaths have been recorded by employers as being as a result of workers contracting COVID at work. In a report, compiled by the TUC, figures show between March and December 2020, 600 transport workers died, only 10 were recorded as work-related. In the same period, 63 food production workers died, just 3 were recorded as work-related. The TUC claim that these figures reflect insufficient scrutiny from the underfunded health and safety executive and inadequate regulation. Undoubtedly, this is true. But workers and trade unions cannot rely on regulation alone to defend safety. As we demanded on the front page of The Socialist on the 3rd of June 2020, after teachers had forced the government to back down over the unsafe full reopening of schools, stand firm for workplace safety, no return to work, until safety can be guaranteed, workers and trade union control of workplace safety,